Hello, my friends. This is another preview to a bonus episode that we do over on the Patreon feed. And so with these bonus episodes, I like to go back to former guests and just catch up with them based on what we talked about on their show and see if things have changed a little bit. Maybe they had some feedback from people that they didn't expect, or maybe they just learned something new about themselves by sharing the story. And so in this clip, I wanted to share just a little piece of the latest conversation that I had. If you're interested in checking out the full bonus episodes, you can head over to the Patreon page, which is www.thelifeshiftpodcast.com/join. And there is a special tier that gets you ad-free episodes, early release episodes, and the bonus episodes. Come on over, check out the Patreon community, and see how you can support the show if you're interested. But without further ado, here's a preview of the latest bonus episode.
I think that that's the big thing. Like, it doesn't, we're all on different journeys, right? But, and they're all, those journeys are taking different paths, and all of those journeys, you know, but at the end of the day, like, we're all just trying to get to continue on that journey, right? Like, wake up every day, and like, the core of everything is the same. And I think that the interesting thing that you bring to light is, you know, there's a lot of different patterns of life shift, right? Like, there are, like myself, that, you know, it was kind of like the divorce was what started it, but then at life shift was really like who I started to become afterwards and starting my business and doing this and all of those things. And you've had a couple other people that have like similar, you know, similar things. But then there's people who have had real like emotional trauma or deaths or births or, you know, like so many different things. And all of those have just taken people on a different path. And it's how you react to that that is really your journey. It's not the instance that happens. It's that reaction. And I think that that's important to take away.
Oh, for sure. And I've had some guests on the show, and I won't say who, but there are some that you can tell that have not reflected on the moment or how it's affected them. And you can tell how some people that have are quite different. They're farther down the road. They really understand the value of it. Like you even pointed out, you know, like, I'm thankful that all that crap happened because it led me to who I am today. I'm the same, you know. I'm not thankful that my mom died, but I'm thankful that I've learned from that experience to bring myself to this point. Because for so long I hadn't learned from it, and I lived my life in this space of not being able to reflect on it, not being able to learn from it, not being able to move forward. And now that I have, it's like, oh, this is much more valuable experience.
Well, and yeah, and that's the, I think, like, I don't think I was in that place for a long time, right? Not thankful for it, not whatever it is. Like, you don't have to be thankful per se, like, you know, but I kept stumbling down the bricks of that journey. And I, you know, I literally just told a friend this the other day, like, if you're not going to heal from that instance, or if you're not going to heal from your trauma, you're going to just continue to stumble, or you're going to escape from it. But when you're done escaping, it's just waiting in the wings for you, right? And you're going to deal with it, and it's going to be worse. So it's just a matter of like getting to that point. And when I finally accepted, you know, everything that had happened, and, you know, just looked back and was like, you know, not only did I accept everything that happened in that immediate, I looked back and I was like, man, you know, whoever you want to believe in was sending me signs for years. And, you know, and there was a lot of reasons that I shouldn't have been with that person to begin with. And over the years, I had seen so many different signs. And when I looked back, I was like, man, it took an absolute rapture to pull me away from this person. And it, you know, I was like, man, I had to heal back from like all of those things. And COVID was the best thing that ever happened to me. Like, I feel bad because I know it wasn't the best thing for a lot of people. But if it hadn't been for those 3 months quarantining alone by myself and really like, well, The only friend you have is yourself.
And TikTok.
And TikTok. Exactly. Just those things. Like, if I hadn't done that, like, I don't know where I would be necessarily today. So I am super thankful for those moments, you know?